The budget increases state aid to schools by $1.1 billion, or about 5.5% statewide. Long Island schools fared about average, but it's still hard to tell because each school district is funded based on a complex formula. One of the things that dragged the formula down for many schools is what's called the gap elimination adjustment. It's a formula that attempts to rebalance school spending across the state. That GEA cut was reduced this year, but not all the way. Roberta Gerald is president of Suffolk School Superintendents Association.
As a result, I think, of our communities advocating for public education and the legislators listening to our community members, Long Island did okay with this, and we are grateful that our legislators listened to our communities.
Education advocates praised Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver for increasing by $500 million the amount New York Governor Andrew Cuomo wanted to give schools. They said Silver, a New York City Democrat, was, quote, carrying the water for public school students. Silver also fought hard to get New York City $300 million to fund universal pre-K. The rest of the state will split a fraction of that amount for their pre-K programs. Charter schools also got a big boost in the budget, especially those in New York City.
They were New York City-centric. These two issues blew up on us.
Tim Kramer is executive director of the State School Boards Association. He says from the perspective of non-New York City schools, this year's education funding may seem unfair, especially for Long Island schools intently focused on removing the GEA cuts.
Pre-K, charter schools, things like that. And when those monies go towards those programs, there's less available to go towards paying down that gap elimination adjustment.
Kramer says there is still calculating left to be done before he can announce a final verdict on education funding. But New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio was in high spirits Monday and declared the budget a victory. Another education policy tucked into the budget is further delays to Common Core, the often reviled school testing standards. The budget bans testing kids under third grade and bans putting test results on students' records before eighth grade. Teachers, however, will still be evaluated based on test results. Charles Lane, WSHU News.